Welcome to this special episode of the Underdog Soccer Podcast. This is Matty Nips with the USP bringing you my World Cup preview. So the World Cup starts in about 2.5 to 3 weeks. Super excited about that. Before I get into any World Cup information, I'm going to break down a little bit of news for us. The USSF just scheduled 2 additional friendlies against Brazil and Mexico in September. So we'll play Brazil September 7th in New Jersey, and then we'll play Mexico September 11th, 9/11, in Nashville. And that's on top of 2 other games against Italy and England, which will be in November. So that's 4 pretty big opponents in a couple months span: Brazil, Mexico, Italy, England. I like to see us moving forward with scheduling big-time opponents instead of scheduling Paraguay, Bosnia, Bolivia. So I like the difference in that. Okay, now time for my little World Cup preview here. So first, before I even start any of this, I do want to tell you that I'm a massive Liverpool fan. And while I was creating this preview, I tried not to be too biased towards Liverpool and Liverpool players. So hopefully you'll kind of agree with the statements that I will make about any Liverpool players that are potentially playing in the World Cup. They're also going to be playing in about 6 hours in the Champions League final against Real. So I'm super excited about that. And I also wanted to get this podcast out before the Champions League final, so I could talk about the players from Real and Liverpool in the World Cup and not have to worry about any bias about how they played in that game. Okay, so I'm going to go group by group. I'm going to tell you who I think is going to make it out of each group. I'm going to tell you the order, top 4 teams, 1 through 4 in each group. I'm going to pick 1 player to watch per group, and then I'm going to also break down players that are injured or are not going to be in the World Cup for whatever other reason, may it be a doping scandal, or they just were left off the roster for whatever reason. Okay, so let's start with Group A. So Group A, and this is the order from top to bottom, how I think it's going to finish: Uruguay, Egypt, Russia, Saudi Arabia. I had a tough decision there with Russia placing 3rd. I realize they're hosting it, and that's a big advantage that we've seen in the past with South Korea making it out of the group, you know, 12 or 16 years ago. France won it in France. But I decided to put Russia as 3rd, not making it out of the group. And the main reason of that is because of Mohamed Salah. So there's my first little amount of bias towards Liverpool players. I do think he's the difference maker. Enzo's choking on something. Okay, thanks, Enzo. So I do think Mo Salah is the difference maker in that group. I do not think Egypt's going to finish 1st. I see him finishing 2nd. But you have 4 mediocre teams in that entire group. I honestly think Mo Salah could score 4 goals in group play. He plays against Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Uruguay. So that's my player to watch in that group. That's the order I think it's going to happen. Okay, Group B. Spain in 1st, Portugal in 2nd, and then Iran and Morocco in 3rd and 4th. It's a really weird group because I don't think Iran and Morocco have any chance whatsoever of making it out of that group. So basically, you know it's going to be Spain and Portugal, and it's basically a coin flip of, is Spain going to be 1st out of the group, or is Portugal going to be 1st out of the group? So it's going to be a toss-up between those two. I think it's going to be Spain winning the group and Portugal in 2nd. So my player to watch in Group B is Isco from Real Madrid. He's a younger player, 26. He's a great midfielder, and I think he's potentially going to be like the next Iniesta. I know Iniesta is retiring soon and getting a little old, so I see him being Spain's kind of difference maker in that group, and that's why I picked Spain over Portugal. Also, kind of a one major player that's not in the World Cup in Group B, a guy out of Portugal named Renato Sanches. Renato Sanches had like an amazing tournament 2 years ago during the European Championship. When Portugal won the European Championship in 2016, Renato Sanches had an amazing tournament, and they had all these big expectations for this kid, and he played in the EPL and just kind of had a very underwhelming season, and so he didn't even make Portugal's roster. So that's kind of one player that is out for them. Okay, Group C, finishing first, France, followed by Denmark, then Peru, then Australia. I thought about flipping Peru and Denmark, but one reason I put Peru as third was because the Peru captain is going to be out of the World Cup because of a doping scandal. So I feel like losing a major player like that, that was kind of the edge that I gave Denmark. I also gave an edge to Denmark over Peru because their player to watch for me is Christian Eriksen from Tottenham. That's basically why I think Denmark will be in second place in that group over Peru in third place. Now to talk about which players will not be playing in Group C. I already mentioned the Peru captain. His name's Paulo Guerrero, by the way. Also, Dimitri Payet, great player for France. He has a hamstring injury, so he is out of the World Cup. And also, France had a pretty crazy roster. They apparently left off a lot of players that were pretty surprising. One of them was Anthony Martial, another France player. So I still think France is going to win that group. Okay, Group D. In first place, Argentina. Second, Croatia. Third, Iceland. Fourth, Nigeria. That's also my group of death. Those are four pretty quality teams, and anything that I've read or heard of online or saw, you know, they're flipping those four teams around in order quite a bit. I think Argentina is almost the definitive answer for who's going to be first out of that group, but you could almost flip a three-sided coin. Three-sided coin for Croatia, Iceland, and Nigeria, all pretty quality teams. But I think Croatia's in second. I think Croatia's in second because of their midfield. Their midfield's made up of Ivan Rakitic and Luka Modric. So Modric is my player to watch in that group, with Croatia, plays for Real Madrid. And so Croatia's going to finish second in that group. And the only player that I saw of note that's not going to be playing in Group D was Argentina's goalkeeper, Sergio Romero, which could end up being a pretty big loss for them. He's injured as well. Okay, moving on to Group E. That's Brazil in first, Switzerland in second, Costa Rica in third, Serbia in fourth. Honestly, there was part of me that wanted to put Switzerland above Brazil. And I know everybody's like cringing right now at like, no, that's stupid, not a chance, definitely not going to happen. I think Switzerland and Brazil, they play each other in the first game of the group. We've all seen Brazil come out flat in the first game of a tournament or later in a tournament, like the Germany lost in the semifinals 4 years ago. But Switzerland's a pretty decent team. They're very good defensively. I picked my player to watch in that tournament is from Switzerland, plays for Arsenal, Granit Xhaka. He always scores amazing goals, a little short guy, but he's a baller. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the first game, Switzerland beats Brazil or ties Brazil. And then it could end up later on in the year other games, depending on their goal differential and what happens in those. Depends on who finishes first and second in the group. Also, Dani Alves, Brazil, he is out of the World Cup with a knee injury. So I think Brazil's still going to win the group, but Switzerland, Brazil, it could end up going either way. All right, Group F, Germany in first, Mexico in second, Sweden in third, South Korea in fourth. I picked Germany in first, and I picked Mexico in second because even though I was tempted to switch that around and take Sweden out of the group, I do hate Mexico, but Mexico has made it out of every group in the World Cup since 1990. So Mexico is a pretty consistent team, and this is one of the better teams that they've had in many, many years. We're pretty familiar with seeing Mexico play and playing against Mexico, but they're a pretty solid team. They have almost two full squads of 11 that are almost better than anything that USA could put out there right now. And that is another, like, almost group of death with Germany, Mexico, Sweden, and even South Korea has been a decent team in the past. But so that's three quality teams for sure, and South Korea is not too bad. So players out of the World Cup. So Germany left off Mario Götze from their lineup, from their roster. Götze was the one who scored the game-winning goal against Argentina 4 years ago, but apparently they didn't need him on their roster. Germany is a pretty deep squad, so he's not even making the World Cup. Also, Emre Can, Liverpool player, he's awesome. He's injured. He's off their squad for the World Cup, so that could be a big loss for them, but I'm pretty sure they'll still be okay without him. And then my player of the group, the player to watch, is Timo Werner, another German striker who's just going to put ball in net, simple as that. Plays for RB Leipzig, so that's my player to watch in that group, Timo Werner. Okay, next up, Group G. That's Belgium, Tunisia, England, Panama. Yes, I did say that correctly. Belgium in first, Tunisia in second, England in third, Panama in fourth. So let me break that down on why I chose that. First of all, Belgium in first. Belgium's a great team. They have a more well-known team and more well-known players on that roster than just about any other team. The player to watch in that group, Kevin De Bruyne, plays for Man City. Great central midfielder, was up for one of the top players in the league, but unfortunately lost to a much, much better player in Mohamed Salah. Yeah. So players that are out of Group G or out of the World Cup, first off, England's going to be without Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. He picked up a knee injury about a month or so ago playing with Liverpool. Also, Joe Hart has been demoted. He is no longer England's first keeper. He's apparently not even their second or third keeper because he's not on England's roster for the World Cup. And then Belgium will be without Raja Nainggolan. He plays for Roma. Liverpool played against him in the Champions League. But I think he was just left off their roster apparently because of, like, attitude issues. So he's not injured, but he's not with their roster or he's not with their team for the World Cup. And I need to address England or Tunisia over England a little more, but I'm going to wait to give you more information on why I chose that in a little bit. Okay, so last group, I'm going to move on to Group H. That's Colombia in first, Poland in second, Senegal in third, Japan in fourth. So first, Colombia, great team with James Rodriguez. I put them in first over Poland. Poland has my player to watch in the Group H, Robert Lewandowski. Dude just scores goals all day long for Bayern. He actually led all World Cup qualifying and scoring. Therefore, he is my player to watch in Group H. I thought this was kind of a weaker group. None of the four teams in there, even the top teams, Colombia, Poland, even Senegal, none of those teams are going to be in my semifinals or quarterfinals even. But so I thought it was kind of a weaker group. Maybe it's your group of life, you know, the opposite of your group of death. I do think Senegal has a really good chance of getting second in that group over Poland. Honestly, Senegal could even win that group in front of Colombia as well, but I kept them as third. See, that's me being honest. Sadio Mane plays for Senegal. I wanted to put them in second. I didn't want to be too biased, and I stuck with my guns, and I'm keeping Senegal in third place out of the knockout stage of the World Cup. So that's me being unbiased. All right, so that wraps up how I think group play is going to go. So now I'm going to talk about my two surprise teams of the group stage. So first, my surprise team that it will be advancing is going to be Egypt. I know they're not one of the major powerhouses, but due to a weaker group that they're in, just to repeat, they're in a group with Uruguay, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, and because they have Mo Salah, who's, like I said, going to be a scoring machine, I do think they're going to make it out of the group. They are going to lose in the first game out of the group, but I do think they're going to make it. And then my other surprise team that is not going to make it out of the group, like I mentioned before, is England. So this is the way I see it. No matter what, there's going to be one of the quote-unquote big guns, a Spain, a France, an Argentina, Germany, Brazil, Belgium. There's going to be one of those big teams that is not going to make it out of the group stage. And I figured I had to pick one, so I picked England. Couple reasons for picking England. They have a couple major injuries with, like I said, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Joe Hart's not going to be there. I also definitely don't think they're going to win that group because Belgium's going to win the group. So I picked them because we also know England as stumbling and never really living up to their potential. They're always the team that everybody says, oh, but on paper they look so good. But then when it comes to actually playing, they're always slightly underwhelming. So England is my pick to not even make it out of the group stage. And then I made a couple bold predictions as well. One of my bold predictions, I did mention before, I think Mo Salah is going to score 4 goals just in the group stage. So those games being in order against Uruguay, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, that would be a pretty big feat right there of scoring 4 goals in 3 games. And so that's one of my bold predictions. My second kind of somewhat bold prediction is that Spain is in trouble. They don't have, you know, Spain is fine defensively and they're mid... I should change that. Spain is very solid defensively and very solid in the midfield, but they don't have a serious, consistent goal scorer. Both Alvaro, Morata, and Pedro were left off their roster. So really the only threat on their roster is Diego Costa. And I don't think Diego Costa is that great of a player like we've seen with some Spanish strikers in the past. So he's not a David Villa or Fernando Torres. So Spain could be in trouble without a serious striker up top that's going to score them a bunch of goals. Okay, so I gave you some bold predictions. I gave you surprise teams of the tournament. I broke down my groups. And now I'm going to tell you who I think is going to win. So I already have a knockout stage kind of filled out, and I'm going to save that for another podcast. But I'm going to tell you, I think in the semifinals, I have France beating Brazil. And I have Germany beating Argentina. So that means the final is going to be France and Germany. And then I think France is going to beat Germany in the World Cup finals. So I have another podcast that's going to come out after Monday night's game against Bolivia. I'm going to recap the game there and talk about that. And then also I'm going to do a couple podcasts about the World Cup stages one by one. So after the group stage of the World Cup, I'm going to talk about how those group stages went, how accurate and inaccurate my predictions were, and then I'm going to talk about the knockout stage going forward, and I guess I'm going to make a re-prediction after I see what teams I have that are moving on or actually moving on. Okay, so that about does it. Make sure you watch the game Monday night against Bolivia. I'm hoping for a 3-1 USA win over Bolivia Monday night. All right, until then, keep kicking ass.